Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, here in the trenches with you, bringing you this daily empowering Law of Attraction podcast. I have to say, not tooting my horn or anything, but there is nobody, I mean zippo, nobody that is bringing you a daily personal empowerment, success, Law of Attraction podcast like I am. And, you know, I do it out of pleasure. I do it out of love because I absolutely love feeling and seeing and hearing the positive stories. I just got a little note today from one of my clients in England who said she's back together with her man and it feels so good. And they've been apart now for 9 or 10 months, something like that. It's amazing. She didn't give up. I continued to work with her and we changed the energy dynamic. And what was a relationship that was on the rocks is now back together. Isn't that nice? I mean, that's why I do this. This is why I do it. I get excited about this. So before your relationship goes on the rocks, no, that's a negative affirmation, isn't it? But I'm going to share with you 13 things you can do to empower your relationship so that it lasts, so that it's timeless. Okay, number one, have a clear intention of what your relationship is about. Now that includes a spiritual intention. What are we spiritually? Why are we together? How did we meet? Why did we meet? What is our purpose? How can we help each other? How can I benefit her? How can she benefit me? You have to have some very, very clear intentions of what the relationship is about and what it will become. And then you share that with your partner. And he or she says, ah, yes, but what about this? And pretty soon, you kind of have an informal mission statement. Now, you don't need to sit down and formally write up a mission statement about your relationship or marriage. It's not a bad idea if you want to do it, but you don't need to do that. But you do have to have some common intentions that you both agree on. Number two, set goals and intentions together. I guess that ties in with number one. And it's not just about intentions. This is a loving, nurturing, trusting relationship where we empower each other, but it's about goals. And we are constantly growing in this direction. We are learning this. You know, we are taking our knowledge that we learn individually and bringing it back together to empower our lives to do what? Fill in the blank. I'm trying to help you now. These are Law of Attraction ideas that will help you have a healthier, happier, lasting relationship. Number three, you have to laugh and laugh all the time. Now, I'm not saying laugh at each other, though that can be fun too, but laugh together. Laugh as a team. Find things that both of you think are funny and share them with each other. Enjoy laughter. Make laughter an almost everyday thing. And the more often, the better. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We've probably put more couples together than any law of attraction guru around. And we love doing it. We're excited about it. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit our new, exciting, dynamic website created by Rachel at lawofattractionsolutions.com. You know, I won't say that she did it all by herself. She had the help of Merlin and Morty and Max. They are around her all the time. I think these animals somehow send her thoughts. But anyway, please visit the website. Claim your 30 minutes. I want to meet you. I want to talk with you. Now, if you just fill out the application, it might be a week or two before I get back to you. But if it's an emergency, we will get back to you right away. Make sure you put a letter with it. Your special, lawofattractionsolutions.com.
There is one difference between peak performers and those who just settle for seconds, thirds, or worse. This one difference is the edge between those who attract the life they desire and those who struggle and never seem to obtain what they desire. The difference is confidence. Now you can unlock the door to a life of confidence, power, and magnetism. You can obtain a promotion, talk to anyone anywhere, make more money, be a compelling public speaker, meet and attract the opposite sex, build your own company, enjoy the popularity you deserve. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and download your copy of the first new audio program release of 2016 from Robert Zink. Empower yourself with a life-changing program, Building Confidence, Personal Power and Magnetism by Robert Zink. In this program, you will experience 24 confidence-building techniques, the Miracle Hypnotic Confidence Accelerator, and the 2-Minute Daily Confidence Claiming Exercise. Get your instantly downloadable copy of the audio program, Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism, now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It will change your life.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, we're back. And we're talking about 13 things you can do to have an extraordinary, loving, lasting relationship. Number 4, listen and ask questions. Listen and ask questions. I think it's so critical that you listen to each other. What is it he really is saying to me? What is it she really desires? Number 5. Learn your love languages. I highly recommend this book. It was a New York Times bestseller. It's called The 5 Love Languages: How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. It's by Gary Chapman. Get the book. It's a purple cover. Make certain that you can get the audio book and all that, but get the hardcover book, or not the hardcover, but the softcover book, the paper book, so you can put notes in it about your mate. Good idea? I think so. But you've got to learn these love languages. This is going to save you so much time, you know, because if you're speaking Italian, but she only listens in German, you're not communicating. Next, surprises. Surprise! Look what I got for you. Look what we're doing tonight. Those kind of things. Positive surprises. Up, and they don't have to be big. They can be little teeny surprises. Oh, you mean you didn't expect me to cook breakfast this morning? Well, here it is. Burnt toast and all. Okay, number 7. Release expectations. Everybody has expectations, but we're living in a world where there are challenges, and sometimes there's going to be challenges and your expectations will not be met right away. But sometimes, a lot of the time, it's going to be even better. I mean, even better. But you've got to release the expectations and allow the universe to come into your relationship and charge it and fill it. You know, you're on a journey together. So just release them a little bit. Number 8 is practice. You've heard of practice random acts of kindness. Oh, that's good. But you want to be more than just best friends. How about random acts of intimacy? It doesn't always have to be at 9:45 after you've taken a shower, brushed your teeth, and gone to bed. And it doesn't always have to be intercourse. It can be any kind of intimacy, you know, but practice it. Make intimacy a genuine, real part of your life, your relationship. Because as you practice intimacy together, as you touch each other's hands and things like that, you're attracting more of that into your life, more of that kind of energy into your life. This is a very powerful law of attraction exercise. So practice it. Do it daily. Number 9, loyalty. And when I talk about loyalty, I'm not just talking about partner loyalty, but I'm talking about something equally as important as partner loyalty. And that is, remember that you too are on the same team. If something is important to her, even if you don't fully understand or may not even fully agree, you stand by her and vice versa. Now, I can hear somebody out there go, well, what about my individualism? Then go live alone. You two are a team. And there will be times when other people or situations will try to divide you and put you on opposite sides of the fence. Do not allow that to happen. Stay on the same team. Remain loyal. Number 10, sex. Have fun with it. Won't say any more than that. You know, just do what you got to do. And number 11, say I love you once a day minimum. And mean it. Don't make it a, you know, one of those, you see here people on, they're on the telephone. Okay, love you. You know, what does that mean? That means you're auditioning for Doris Day in a movie or something? Come on. Make it real. Make it count. Nobody knows that this might not be the last day. Think about it. Tomorrow is guaranteed to absolutely no one. So I'm just going to say that saying those words, those three words, and meaning them can be the most important words of your life.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Build traditions together that you both enjoy. You know, whether they're holiday traditions or vacation traditions, whatever it is, have special little traditions that you both enjoy and look forward to. They're your traditions. And I'm not saying that you can't carry over some of the traditions and shouldn't. I think you should carry over some of the family traditions. You know, if the family always ate a certain kind of pie or cookie at Christmas time, then bake those. But also look for little things that you can create or bake or do that are part of your new tradition. Expand the tradition. That's what I'm trying to say. Take the old traditions and expand it with new ones that you two create together. Well, finally, last but not least, but most important, gratitude every day. Now listen to me. Every day, close your eyes. Maybe as you're falling asleep at night, but it can happen anytime. And give thanks to the universe for having this person in your life. You are blessed. You are lucky. You attracted this person. Now make the most of it and make it special, make it wonderful, make it extraordinary. Gratitude every day. You know, we're here for people that are in relationships that are having trouble. We're here to help you get your mate back. We're here to help you with your business. We're here to help you with any number of issues that are important to you. Claim it at lawofattractionsolutions.com. But we're also here to help you have whatever you have to have it at the next level, to take it to the next level, to have it better. If you're married, to have a great marriage, a wonderful marriage. You know, if you're in business, to have a great business. We're here to help you maximize your success. Now, we have a new website. It is not 100% complete. And if you see something on there that isn't working, please send me an email at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. We want this to be your resource for personal empowerment in the law of attraction. And if you see a blog that you would like to have written on a particular topic, suggest it. Love your letters. You're special. Okay. Have a great day. Pay it forward and do something special for someone, especially the one you love.